Hey, nerd. What you doing? Haven't you beaten that game already? Or at least sucked long enough to give up? Come on, I'm just messing with you. Besides, I noticed you're all dressed up, so I thought I'd ask if you're still planning on going out tonight. You know, me and my friends were all excited to make fun of that ditzy girl you're seeing. So when she didn't show, it kinda deprived us of our fun. No, we don't have anything better to do. Mom hasn't restocked the liquor cabinet, and we're all strapped for cash. That's why we're staying up, waiting for your blonde bubblehead. Hey, don't be mad at me. I'm not the one trying to date a Barbie. Seriously, and I'm not saying this because she makes me look like Wednesday Addams, but if you merged all the rejects from The Bachelor in some sort of teleporter accent, you'd get your girlfriend. Or, I guess, not girlfriend, since she obviously stood you up. I guess your V-card remains unpunched, doesn't it? Come on, relax, bro. Get out of the fancy clothes already. It's super late. Mom's already counting Chardonnay colored sheep. And me and my friends are in our sleeping bags and pajamas. Hey, fuck you. These are my pajamas. It's not a funeral bikini, it's a mesh bodysuit. And I look fucking awesome in it. So shut up. Besides, if you think this is lewd, you should see my friends. They showed up ready to play Sleeping Beauty tonight. You didn't even blink. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Hello? Earth to nerd? Bro, come on. Stop staring at the screen. You want me to go back to my little sleepover? Fine, I will. But know this. While you've been busy ignoring me, I've hidden a pair of my underwear in your room. Why? Because you're coming with me to play the game. And if you don't, I'm waking Mom to tell you've been jacking off in my panties. Don't try looking for them. You won't find them. Not until I whisper to Mom where I think they're hidden amongst your mountains of nerdabilia. That's right. Follow me, like a good little puppy. Out the door, down the hallway. You like how your sister's ass looks in this bodysuit? You fucking perv. Don't pretend you weren't staring. Even in the dark, I can feel your eyes trying to telekinetically move the crotch to the side. Sicko. Well, here they are. Well, go for it. Weren't you listening? Oh, fuck, you're so dumb. It's the Sleeping Beauty game. Look, they're all lying face up in their sleeping bags, right? Waiting for their prince. So that's what you are. You kiss them. And if they wake up, then they're your princess. Are they really asleep? Well, I don't know. They look like it to me. Are you going to play the game? Or do I start screaming for Mom? Good boy. Go on. Pick one. They're all playing. Of course, you went straight for Vanessa first. No, I'm not judging. I just think it's interesting your bimbo nut girlfriend dumps you, and then you go straight to my blondest, fakest friend. She looks hot though, doesn't she? And I think she legit fell asleep in her bag. But those lips, and that face. She looks more like an angel than a Disney princess, doesn't she?
So go on, Prince. Lean down more. Don't be shy. She's literally waiting for you to do it. Are you seriously just going to hover over her lips like a creeper? Here, let me help you. Just kiss. Did I push your mouth into hers? Oops. Sorry. I noticed you didn't have any problem grabbing her breasts to catch her balance though, did ya? Okay. Unlock your lips. Oh, she didn't wake up. So I guess you're not her prince. But she's smiling, which means you did something right. You know, I was kind of hoping you'd see all my slutty, half-naked friends on the floor like this and, I don't know, go all fox in the hen house on them. I can see why you're still a virgin. Holy shit. Are you seeing Vanessa sleeping back right now? It's moving. I think. Holy fuck. I think she's playing with herself. What did you do to her? Oh, what? Now you can stop staring at her? Time to move on, bro. At least this isn't your first rejection tonight, huh? I don't think you've met Erica yet, have you? I guess you're seeing her now, though. Fuck. Just look at her. Not to be insensitive, but she's the definition of asking for it. The way her sleeping bag is peeled back. You can see everything. I didn't know they made string underwear. Get it? String underwear. You're just going to stand there and stare at her nipples peeking out of the lace, or you're going to play the game? Go on, get down there. Look how shiny her lips are. Is that vanilla? It is. She put on this vanilla cupcake lip gloss we shoplifted last week. What an absolute floozy. Well, looks like I'll be borrowing this for now. It tastes really yummy, if you've never had lip gloss before. I guess now is your last chance though, right, bro? So go on. Lean closer. Take a taste. I saw her eyes flutter. I think this might be the one. You're sleeping beauty. Keep kissing her. Fuck. That's so hot. Seeing Erica rub her body against you like that. It's doing things to me. And to you, it seems. That bulge in your pants is begging to be let out. So, while you lick her lips like an ice cream scoop, I'll just undo your belt. Look, she's rolling over. Her eyes aren't open, but something else is. Oh my god. Look at her wiggling her ass at you. She must have felt your cock pushing up against her. Go on, brother. Give her what she wants. Maybe this is the real story of Sleeping Beauty. Maybe it wasn't a kiss that woke the princess. Maybe it was deep, raw, doggy. What? You're not comfortable having sex in front of your sister? I get it, bro. But I kinda told Erica she'd get to feel your cock at some point, so... Can we meet in the middle? Just lower it down between her cheeks and tease her a little. That's all she really wants anyway. Something to laugh about later. So go on. I'll even look away. Are you doing it? Are you rubbing your cock up and down her thigh, hot slut? Good. It looks so good. If you feel me pushing your hips, just remember, if I scream loud enough, your life is over forever. So, just ignore what I'm about to do. Fuck. Yes. Keep going. Don't stop. God. I can see your cock crushing her pussy. Her butt looks so good, jiggling as you slam into her. What? Can do a push-up with me on your back? Oh, can you hear her gasping? The breath going out of her every time you mash her into the sleeping bag. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. God damn, it's like you're pinning her to the ground with your cock. Okay, wait. I can see you twitching. Bro, wait. Don't fucking come yet. Wait. Fuck. Dude, I knew you were frustrated sexually, but I didn't know you were a fucking time bomb. Jesus Christ. I just got your gross seed everywhere. Look at it. It's all over her ass. Dripping off her lips. Oh, fuck. You even sprayed it on me. Don't look at me like that. I have to get it off somehow. And I'm not going to the kitchen. Come on, let's finish the game. Dude, I know you're not spent yet. I share a wall with you, remember? You're usually not done until the second or third shame fap of the night. Besides, it's cheating if you stop now. What? Are my lips extra shiny? I figured it's a fair trade. You're a desperate, sweaty seed in exchange for Erica's tube of vanilla cupcake lip gloss. I guess that makes me like your pimp, doesn't it? So, the last girlfriend I invited over tonight is kind of a ringer. You recognize her? I guess you would. Lexi made the uni wrestling squad super early, what with all the varsity records she holds. Want to know something funny, though? As tough as she is, Lexi still sleeps with her stuffy. Go ahead, pull the bag aside. You can see it. Oops, I forgot to mention, she also sleeps in the nude. Hey, come on, man. Don't chicken out now. Strong girls need love, too. Look, you don't have to fuck her if you don't want to. Just give her a little smooch, and we can call it a night. Yeah, I'm serious. I realize it was probably super weird having your sister watch you come on a girl's ass for the first time. So, this can be the end of the game. A quick peck on the cheek, and you can go back to the hobbit hole you call a room. There you go. See? Lexi's cool. She just wanted to be a part of the activities tonight. Don't be a baby. She's just holding your arms to steady you. Especially after you grabbed Vanessa's boobs when you lost your balance. Actually, Lexi, could you steady him a little more? Like, maybe a lot more? Help me get his clothes, too. That's right. Hold him really steady, Like, headlock him. Keep him facing the ceiling. Use your tits for pillows. That way, he has to look up at me. You got him, Lexi? Good. What's wrong, bro? Lexi's just going to keep you steady while I explain a few things. Okay? Plus, it can't be all that bad, laying naked on top of a sexy superstar athlete. Now, I want you to know, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at your choices. It wasn't fair of you to pick a shallow airhead for a girlfriend without giving me a try first. What? You didn't know I was interested in the position? You never asked, did you? Lexi, hold his cock, please. I'm going to sit on it. And if he starts to go limp out of fear, just keep stroking him, okay? You're not going to go soft on me, are you? Especially since you get to watch me strip out of this so-called funeral bikini. Don't struggle. Lexi has really strong hips. And if you don't fuck me, she'll do it for both of us. Oh, and if you think about shouting for mom, just remember, my underwear are still in your room, and your cum is all over Erica's ass. You'll get the sex crime award of the year, and all my friends will back me on that. Got it? Good boy. Now, just let Lexi guide it in, while I'll straddle you. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh, better than I imagined. Holy fuck. I want to see how my lips taste with a vanilla cupcake. Better than Erica's, aren't they? Now, keep kissing me while I ride this crazy hard cock of yours. You know, I used to do this when you'd sleep on the couch. I had to be really quiet and really gentle. Not because I was ashamed of kissing you, of touching myself, imagining what this would feel like, but because you weren't ready yet. I kept waiting for you to fuck one of those bubbly cheerleaders you kept bringing home. I needed you to know what other girls were like, so when you had me, you'd know I was better, tighter, hotter, wetter than them. I am, aren't I? I can see the way you're squirming. Oh, you're enjoying this. But you just kept striking out. So I had to take matters into my own hands. Had to get some of my friends to help me plan this little sleepover. So you could kiss and fuck them first. And then you'd feel how much better I am for you. How I was made for you. Oh, I'll do anything for you, you know? Those bimbos won't even go to the movies with you. But I'll fuck your brains out, morning and night, just like I am now. Lexi's going to let go of your hands now, okay? But don't try to pull away. Just touch me. I need you to touch me. Yeah, grab your sister's ass. Please, just grab me and pull me down harder. Fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. You're just like I imagined. I'm quacking all over. I can't stop my legs from shaking. Could you just hug me? I'll just lay against you like this Can you wrap your arms around me while your cock is buried inside me? That way, when you come, we're as close as we can get. Fuck, it feels so good. Oh, yeah, it feels so right. Like, it smells so good. Are you getting close? Yeah, close to coming? Good. I want you to. I'm really tight at this angle, aren't I? This is how we should be. Every night, this will be our new ritual. My naked body against you, arms wrapped around you, kissing you. Will you fill me with your cum? Will you claim me? That's what I want right now. I need you to claim me. Come inside me, please. Please, please make me yours. That's what I am from now on. I'm your little goth cum-tum. Your dirty, fucked wife of a sister. Yes, it's your responsibility to make sure I'm full of your seed. All the time. Especially when we sleep together. And I'll dress any way you want. Any of my slutty goth outfits. I'll wear them for you. Oh yeah, you can undress me and fuck me before bed every night. And when we shower in the morning, I'll worship your cock. And if you ever want my friends to come over to watch you stuff your sister, they will do it. Oh yeah. Just don't tell mom. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, please. Please, please. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. It's happening. I'm going to. Oh fuck. I'm. Oh fuck. Don't move yet. I want to stay like this for a while. I can still feel my insides twitching around his cock. It's just so. So, that's the deal, right, bro? No more creeping on my friends. No more dumb girls from school. I have a mountain of evidence against you. But I'd rather you just be cool about this whole arrangement, okay? And enjoy having a little goth sex slave around the house. That is, until we move out for college. Then we can look for an apartment together. But it needs to have a really big living room. Why? You're so silly. So we can have sleepovers, duh. No. Don't move. You're not allowed to pull out of me. Not tonight. That's why Lexi is going to zip us together in the sleeping bag. I don't know about you, but I'm bushed. Oh, fuck. I love you. Oh, and obviously, if you try to get out of our new relationship, your ass is mine. It's such a nice ass, too. Good night, brother.